a little bit earlier this year. They recorded that one while on tour in Norway, and it only got a release in that country. Never saw a proper release in their native UK for some unjust reason. And that's just about it for tonight's Hard Stuff program. Thanks so much for joining me. Always and truly appreciated, as I tell you every week, and every week it is truly appreciated. I'll have one more for you before we call it a night here on tonight's program. But before we get to that, your weekly reminder to keep your streams locked in for the rest of the Super Tuesday lineup. That's going to continue on at 7 p.m. with the Kick Out the Jams program hosted by Joey D. Following Joey at 8 p.m., it's Strong Style Chris Crash. He takes you to the 9 o'clock hour, and then closing out the evening here on Rock and Soul Radio from 9 to 11, it's the What's Happening program hosted by Matt Clark and Mike Sin. For tonight's final song, we're going to go back to the U.S. and back to California, and we're going to hear what is probably, arguably, maybe the greatest band to come out of the late 60s San Francisco scene. We're going to hear one from Moby Grape. We're going to hear one off their first album, and we're going to hear the mono mix of the track Indifference. Once again, this has been Hard Stuff. I've been Frankie Queens. Thanks again for listening. We'll see you back here next week, next Super Tuesday, with another installment of the Hard Stuff program. Until then, hope you have a great rest of the week. Hope you have a fantastic weekend. If you're in the U.S., happy Thanksgiving, and we'll see you soon.
Well, I'm different from the day. people hear more and more music on
WFMU.
Music,
that's our middle name.
Music.
Thank you. buddies. Destroy. Kill all hippies.
We'll be right back. they can eat back at home on the sofa. They watch TV. They watch TV about a man named Chandler Bing, who died in a freak hot tub accident and spent his time drinking hot dog flavored water on a popular TV show called Tub Girls.
I don't want to pay for anything. Clothes and food and drugs for free. If it was 1970, I'd have a job in a factory. I am a man that's made of meat. You're on the internet looking at me. I hate almost everything that I see. And I just want to disappear.
Okay. Alright. Okay. Alright. Okay. Alright. Okay.
I stand outside of the McDonald's. I'm flexing my muscles till I explode. I hope they see me in the drive-thru lane. Free woman sweaters, you know what I mean? Flappy giblets, and I spent another $10 a month to chat with her on the AI chat program. It feels great.
We'll be right back. think we have a new candidate, and we have a new favorite vegetable, which is asparagus. Let's go back to the station.
And that's what we're going to do.
Away, baby, let's go.
We're going to have a good time. We're going to have a party.
Hey everyone, you're listening to Kick Out the Jams. I'm your host, Joey D. Thanks so much for tuning in tonight. Hope everyone is doing well out there. Well, I started off the show with a dedication to Gary Manny Munfield, original bassist for the Stone Roses and later Primal Scream, who passed away a few days ago at the age of 63. There were a ton of tributes posted on social media going out to him, especially from the Britpop world. A few days ago at the final Oasis show of their reunion tour down in Brazil, Richard Ashcroft, who was opening, dedicated Bittersweet Symphony to Manny. And then during Oasis' set, they dedicated Live Forever to him. Liam had posted on social media earlier that he was devastated at the news and called him a hero. Manny had a very unique bass playing style that was a key element in the Stone Roses, including the song that started off the show, I Am the Resurrection, final track from their iconic self-titled debut from 1989. A riff that apparently came about by Manny playing the riff of the Beatles' Taxman backwards during sound checks, and the band kind of took it from there. NME placed that song at number 8 in its list of the 50 greatest indie anthems ever. After I Am the Resurrection, we heard from Primal Scream, whom Manny then moved on to after Stone Roses broke up in the mid-90s. He eventually played with Primal Scream for about 15 years. And you heard the track Kill All Hippies from the 2000 Primal Scream album Exterminator. We then kept with the Britpop theme. We heard the Charlatans and the track 9 Acre Court from the 1995 self-titled Charlatans album. We then shifted gears to some modern rock and roll with Viagra Boys, who released one of the most highly acclaimed rock albums of the year earlier this year. The track you heard was Man Made of Meat. And after Viagra Boys, we heard from the Melbourne, Australia kick-ass punk rock group Split System, a single they released earlier this year entitled On the Edge. Well, kicking off set number 2 tonight, we're going to hear a track from the brand new EP from Tokyo's own The 5678, one of my favorites. I was very excited to see that they released a new EP, and this features Miss Ludella Black from the Delmonas and the Headcoats. It's a 4-song EP, all covers, including covers of The Pretenders, Ray Charles, and this song, cover of the Pretty Things track Come See Me, right here on WFMU's Rock and Soul Stream.
Someone
A sacred love, an eternal light, in which the Polly Styrene, the singer of X-Ray Specs, talks about her name and the inspiration for her songs.
For Polly Styrene, out of the Yellow Pages, under plastic.
And what about the name of the band?
I was sort of out of a porn book, you know, these little glasses that you sort of put on to see new ladies through and things. They're not real though, really, that's why I called it X-Ray Specs. Like, I don't think of myself as a girl singing rock and roll, I just think of myself as a person doing something, and that's it. And I suppose other people think of it like that, but I don't. Well, I don't know why they think of it like that, but it's just they've got closed minds, that's all.
Bye.
favorite vegetable, which is asparagus. Let's go back to the station.
You're listening to Kick Out the Jams with Joey D. Let's discuss what you heard in that second set of rock and roll, starting at the very top. We heard from the one and only, the 5678, featuring Miss Ludella Black from their excellent new EP, which just dropped back in September, entitled Beat Girls, out on Spin Out Nuggets Records out in the UK. We heard their cover of the Pretty Things song, Come See Me. We then heard from the Pretty Things themselves and their classic track, Rosalind, going back to 1965. We then heard from the aforementioned Miss Ludella Black and her reformed band, The Headcoats. They're back. They just released their first LP in over 25 years called Mantrap. And the track you heard, Little by Little, is from their brand new EP, which also just came out, entitled The Mantrap Sessions Volume 1, which features two exclusive songs, that one, Little by Little, plus two tracks from the Mantrap LP. Hopefully there is a tour in 2026 from The Headcoats. That would be great. We then heard from the other The Headcoats. This one with no E at the end, featuring Billy Childish. They also have a brand new record that was also released on the same day as the Mantrap LP out on Damaged Goods Records. The track you heard, The Goddess Tree, is from this brand new record entitled The Sherlock Holmes Rhythm and Beat Vernacular. Both albums are great. Go check them out. Again, Damaged Goods Records, to The Headcoats bands on the same day. We then heard brand new music from the band Beta Void's new band, debut EP entitled Scrape It Off, out on Hovercraft Records. The track you heard was Brain Malfunction. The Beta Void's hail from Astoria, Oregon, and as per their bio, they're channeling the spirit of 80s West Coast punk with New Wave Chaos. Very cool stuff. That album just dropped last week. Go check it out on Bandcamp. After Beta Voids, we heard Downtown Boys and their Bruce Springsteen cover of Dancing in the Dark. Make sure to check out the Downtown Boys' excellent blistering set that they did this past Sunday night on Rock and Roller Derby with Susie Hot Rod, in case you missed it. It's, of course, up on the WFMU archives. Excellent stuff. Susie always has the best bands on her show every Sunday night, 8 to 10, on the Mothership. We then heard from X-Ray Specs, The Day the World Turned Dayglow, from the iconic debut record from X-Ray Specs, Germ-Free Adolescence, from 1978. We then heard brand new music from Staten Island's own Budos Band. We heard the track Night Raid from their new record, Seven. We then heard from another kick-ass rock and roll band from Melbourne, Australia. They just keep cranking them out down there. This band is called Public Figures, and this is their first single they dropped earlier this year, entitled Onto Something. They have now three singles out that they released this year, all up on Bandcamp. They also just opened for Amel and the Sniffers down in Australia as well. Hopefully they can make their way over to the States in 2026. And we finish up that second set of rock and roll with New York City's own The Mystery Lights and their excellent new single called Kids of Today, out on P Doom Records. Mystery Lights will be playing out on the West Coast at the end of the year into 2026, out in San Francisco, LA, San Diego, and then down to Mexico in January. I got one more song to spin for you guys before I pass everything over to Chris Crash for his always excellent show, Strong Style, coming up next. And of course, make sure to keep your digital tuners locked all night here on the Rock and Soul stream, because after Strong Style, you got Mike Sin and Matt Clark for their show What's Happening, playing the best songs from the 60s from 9 to 11 p.m. I want to end the show with a little dedication to the legend Jimmy Cliff, who recently passed away. Of course, Jimmy Cliff, a reggae legend and one of the best singers of all time. So I'll leave you with some Jimmy Cliff. I hope everyone has a great rest of your week. Make sure to listen to WFMU as much as you can all week. So many amazing shows here on the Rock and Soul stream, on the other digital streams, on the mothership. All great stuff. Also, everyone have a happy Thanksgiving, and I'll be back next Tuesday. Until then, adios.
Rock and roll is the right of all sentient beings. This is Strong Style Chris Crash on WFMU.
Simpson story, starring Richard Chamberlain as Principal Skinner, Joe Mantegna as Fat Tony, Jane Seymour as the woman he loved, and TV's Doogie Howser, Neil Patrick Harris, as Bart Simpson.
Bart, I'm scared. Let's get out of here.
Shut up! Where do you want it, Skinner? Not smart.
Introducing, for your listening pleasure,
city beat drums on! respect, no honor. There is no honor among thieves in the first place. He put hard times on Dusty Rhodes and his family. You don't know what hard times are, Daddy.